This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Vaxxed from cover-up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii Five-0. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, y'all, welcome to Hour 2 of the Robert Scott Bell Show. I've often called this show a healing ministry, my healing ministry. And, you know, if I were to preach, sometimes people say, yeah, go preach it, Robert. You know, I preach all the time about the sanctity and the sovereignty of the family, of the individual, how we need to support one another in healing choices and not have those choices taken away from us by a secular pharmaceutical state. And I'd say secular state, normally it is, but not really, because they've chosen one religion above all others, their choice in religion, the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. We often talk about vaccinology as one of the denominations. In this case, the denomination is oncology. If your child is ever diagnosed with cancer, God forbid, you know, that would ever happen, but it happens more often than not because of the things we've talked about here, environmental degradation, toxicological assaults, and all of these things. Even vaccines play a role. Antibiotics, everything modern medicine throws at you can create the situation that is the disaster of a child with a cancer diagnosis. Children don't get cancer because they're living longer than they used to. That's absurd, right? We've got more cancer in children than ever. But what happens when we talk about one child with cancer? Let's say you're a mom, your dad, your family. You go, wow, this is scary as could be. Let's go to the cancer doctors. They're the specialists. And they even start to do the treatment. Maybe it's chemo. Maybe it's radiation. Maybe they surgically remove some of the cancer. And in the case this hour, we're going to be talking with Christine Dixon, a supermom here, dealing with another case of what we call medical kidnap with her daughter Kylie, who's 11 years old. Briefly, I'm just going to say it as I know it, and she'll fill in a lot of the details for us. A form of cancer that impacted the liver. They actually went in and surgically removed a lot of it, a lot of her liver, on chemo, not doing better. Having to deal with horrific things, even medically induced or other coma scenarios. You're like, you don't know if this child's going to make it. And not getting better. At a certain point, they want to keep doing the same thing as if it's going to do something different. That's insanity. And mom says, we're going to go holistic. I don't know all the things she did, but it may have included cannabis. And improvement became in evidence. This child began to get better, showing signs of improvement. Maybe even no evidence of actual cancer present. We're going to find out. But the state went after her, and she went on the run. They found her and her daughter in Las Vegas, brought her back to Oregon, and now her daughter Kylie is in foster care. Are they going to force mandate medical interventions in violation of parental authority? That's what we're about to find out. Christine Dixon, God bless you. Thank you for being on the Robert Scott Bell Show. First national radio interview, I understand. You're welcome here, and I'm so grateful that you'd spend the time to share this story with us.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Now, obviously, I tried to encapsulate the briefest of brief versions, but go back. Now she's 11. How long ago, how many years ago did this start, this journey start, that you actually went through modern medicine to come to the conclusions you did to where we are today?
Well, February 28th was the morning that I ended up driving her to the hospital. She was throwing up very profusely and in a way I've never seen her, and she bent over, grabbed in her stomach, just screaming. And so I grabbed her and ended up taking her to the hospital, and 8 hours later, they said that she had a large mass in her liver, and she was internally bleeding, and they had a very short amount of time because they sat on it for 8 hours before they did any scans to realize that my daughter was internally bleeding and basically dying in bed as she was laying there. And so they had about 45 minutes left with the blood, that the way they tested it. And they couldn't take the chance of not knowing her blood type, so they sent her over to Dornbecker. So they came at the nick of time before the doctor came back in and basically said, if they don't come in the next 2 minutes, we're going to have to take that chance. And it's a 50-50 chance. So I sat there and I was just praying over her and just asking God for, you know, them to show up, because it was so much already to take in. And they showed up within a minute after he came and told me that. And we got in the ambulance, and it just, they hauled over to Dornbecker. She went straight into the OR. They gave me about 30 seconds to basically say bye, and that's where she got hauled in. And they did they had to cut off the blood flow that was feeding that mass basically in the liver. So they did a surgery on her liver. The crazy part is that surgeon, came out hours later, said she's doing good. It took a little bit longer because there was a lot of blood. But he was able to basically cut off the circulation to a good part of the liver. But the part of the liver she had left, she still had great survival rate on it. And he said that he does these surgeries all the time. And the part that really frustrated me with this whole situation right off the bat, he told me that 110% he was sure that my daughter's mass was not malignant, meaning it was not cancer, and that it was a benign. And so I wrote on that. That's all I needed out of the whole situation. And then we were in ICU for about a week and a half, and they said they wanted to do a biopsy. And I was like, why? You know, we know it's not. He had mentioned it's 100% guaranteed.
Yeah, and you had liver tissue already, clearly, from
right?
the surgical event. Yes.
That was my second thing I had mentioned, and they said, well, we didn't do any because we were just focused on the surgery part. And I was like, that makes no sense to me. And said, well, with the biopsy, we got to specifically pull from certain parts of the liver. And it seemed like a bunch of just back and forth. And so it really just kind of frustrated me, because I didn't know what to believe anymore. You know, it was a lot of back and forth. And so they ended up bringing that surgeon in, and he couldn't even look at me. And he was just like, I want you to know I was wrong. I should have never said that. And I'm sorry your daughter, has cancer.
On what basis was he wrong? Did they say they reanalyzed the tissue from the surgery?
No.
So your sense of it, and I'm gathering just my feeling about this, Christine, is that he was told, you better side with us on what we're saying, right? So he had, and if he wasn't willing to look you in the eye, that's a very telling sign.
I can tell just the way his personality when, that first night, very loving, caring, completely different than the oncology department.
Right.
And I really liked him. It was just, I can tell. I read people like a book. And his complete aura, very just passionate, caring, not cold, and not like, like they don't care. He was different.
Something
happened.
So that's
why I really trusted what he said. And
your
so when he came back, the second time around to correcting, it wasn't the same. It wasn't, just very like, I'm so sorry. And I was just like looking at him like, you know what, I can't even do this. And I ended up just walking out, and I had to just go step outside because it was a lot. It was a lot to take in.
Sure it was. Now, did they argue at that point that we need to do the biopsy or else we're going to take your child from you?
No, they just said I had no choice or my daughter wasn't going to live. I got told my daughter wasn't going to live on a daily basis. They really, speaking to a lot of parents that were in there, they were told the same thing. They like to use those tactics for a long time now, apparently, from a lot of the moms and dads I've talked to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's I don't know if it's just their way of breaking people in to where you just throw your hands up and say, do what you got to do. And I wasn't that parent. I've heard parents say that in those halls, and it would make me cringe because I never left her side in that hospital, and I witnessed a lot, you know, which is, it's unfortunate.
Right. So bring us forward. And again, I've got links in the show notes. Let me just tell you all at robertscottbell.com. We got links to the Facebook page of Kylie's fight.
Mm-hmm.
And the story that you're telling briefly is written out in long form that you can actually go through this. Cause I do want you to verbalize that, but you know, we're tight on radio time, so we won't be able to go through everything. But we're going to kind of move forward in this story to the point where you realize that the treatments that they were offering or doing or threatening you with, your child with, were more harmful than helpful. Is that a fair assessment to say?
Absolutely. So we got sent up to the oncology department, and right away I had like no opportunity, no chance to think. I was sat down, was told the treatment plan, and I was like, hold on, what other options do we have? And they're like, none. This is it, which was chemo, possible radiation, and surgery. And they wouldn't tell me what stage my daughter's cancer was basically at. And, sorry.
It's okay.
They wouldn't tell me what stage my daughter's cancer was at. And so I was like, well, I think that's really important. And they said, well, it's just really hard to tell with this type of cancer. And then looking into it, it was not true.
No.
So basically moving forward, first treatment.
Christine, hold that thought. We're going to talk about this on the other side of the break. For those of you watching our simulcast on YouTube, we'll be talking more with Christine behind the scenes. Christine Dixon, my guest this hour, talking the medical kidnap of Kylie, her daughter, and how she actually used holistic options that they said don't exist and got her well. Why are they after her even today?
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to blackriflerealestate.com. That's blackriflerealestate.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
When I say that the biggest threat to your life, liberty, or property is government, I do not exaggerate. And specifically a government that has thrown its lot in with the medical church that says you can have any kind of treatment you want for cancer as long as it's chemo, radiation, or surgery. And nothing else exists. And if you say it does, we will threaten you. We will take your child away. And I am not exaggerating. Another case of medical kidnap, Christine Dixon, our guest this hour, your daughter Kylie at 11. Going through just a brutal scenario like this with a liver cancer diagnosis, surgery as well. And they told you it's chemo now as well as surgery. Chemo. And can you tell us what happened to Kylie, even the first attempt at chemotherapy?
Absolutely. So basically, like I said, it was just all rushed. The next morning, the next day, they were starting chemo. I really wanted to kind of take the exam since they stabilized the bleeding and all that. And she was doing good. We were already out of ICU and recovering surgery. And then instead of us going home so we can take a second and take everything in, the minute I asked, you know, for a second opinion, it was no, we don't have time. Your daughter is going to die. You're going to kill your daughter. Take her home. I was just like, okay. I said, well, how is that? You know, and she never would answer anything that I would question back. It was always just like, listen, you know, don't question my, like, authority as a doctor. Just go along with it. And for me, I'm that type. I want to know why. I want to know why you're telling me my daughter's going to die if I'm going to take her home for 24 hours. You know, she's been through a lot. We've been through a lot. And just got thrown into chemotherapy, and I'm just, you know, scared to death, and so is my daughter. And so next thing we know, we start the bag because, you know, at that point, I wasn't as aware of things. So I went along with the treatment. And the third bag was ifosfamide. A lot of people out there may know what that is for parents that have gone through what my daughter's gone through. a very common one that kids, adults have bad reactions to, which I was told that wasn't the case. And nor death or neurotoxicity was on the piece of paper that they gave me for the worst case scenarios. Well, the third bag goes in and my daughter starts losing just her words. She was getting really confused. And I was like, are you okay? And she's like, no, Mom, I don't feel good. I don't feel good. And she started, like, almost hyperventilating. And I was trying to calm her down, and I was screaming for a doctor. And the nurse is just sitting there, and I was like, what are you doing? I said, go grab a doctor. Because she just started, like, her whole body just kind of started convulsing. And I was like, oh, my God. And so I ended up, like, trying to just lay her down because she was sitting up. And she went into, like, a full force just seizure. And so they came in, another doctor came in, and then next thing I know, she went from that to not breathing, and they basically tried to get me out. I wouldn't get out. I was like, no. So I tucked back in the corner, and they brought her heartbeat back. But she was, like, in a deep coma. It was really bad. And I was like, what in the world went wrong, you know? And the doctor's like, I don't know. This normally doesn't happen. So I start researching. I'm like, forget this. I don't know. I don't know the answers to anything. But, my daughter's just basically flatlined in front of my eyes. Is not going to do it for me. And so then... next case scenario, about 2 hours later, they're doing all these testing. She's, on a breathing machine, and they're like, we have bad news. I was like, really? How much worse can it get? And she goes, she has neurotoxicity brain. From the research and talking of other doctors I've done with talking about her situation, it's when doctors overdose children on chemotherapy.
Chemo. Yeah, chemotoxicity, neurotoxicity. And by the way, recovering from any surgery, do you think it's a good idea to poison the body? I mean, you've just been through a major assault.
No.
And their argument was we have to start chemo right now? This is why I say doctors beware, beware of doctors. They're more dangerous than germs. Dr. Harvey Biggleston, I think, wrote that book. We talked about it. We've got to take a break here. We're going to talk more with Christine at the bottom of the hour on the break. Those of you watching on YouTube, back with our broadcast on GCN and syndicated radio stations around the world, robertscottbell.com.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
We had a very productive meeting. I outlined the incredible prosperity that awaits North Korea when this whole thing gets settled. They've been talking about this for a long time.
After his historic meeting and walking across the border into North Korea, President Trump stops to speak with our troops stationed in Osan Air Base in South Korea.
But that's a country with tremendous potential,
he says of North Korea. Then the president addressing the troops.
Just your presence. You have a presence like no other.
like no other. So as president, I have no greater honor than to serve as commander-in-chief of the greatest fighting force on the face of the earth, the United States military. Thank you very much.
Also addressing our members of the military, Ivanka Trump, the president's daughter, and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Mom, Dad, what would you do in this situation? As Christine Dixon is describing a very real scenario where the doctors are threatening the life of her child with their treatment. They may not mean to be mean, but does it matter? Even if it's done in ignorance or with a kind heart. Not that they were exhibiting much kindness as they were threatening and frightening Christine about her daughter, Kylie, that she was going to die unless they did exactly as they say, without asking questions. Don't ask questions. And, of course, you saw that she wasn't getting better with chemo, much less the surgery that it may have saved her life. We'll give it that, you know, reality. But what then that they wanted? Chemo, radiation, more surgery. No evidence of tumor shrinkage. You left and you started doing holistic, did you not? Something more safe and non-toxic.
Ended up after third treatment, long story short there, they wanted to take a fourth treatment. Within a matter of about a week and a half to 2 weeks, Kylie's counts were so rock bottom I was dumbfounded. And I was like, there's no way. And so we fought on that because the doctor continued to pressure. And that's just where I put my foot down. I was like, you are going to seriously kill my daughter. You put chemotherapy into her right now. You're not even changing the ifosfamide that she's got. Severe, you know, obviously her body's not taking it well. So she said, nope, we can't do that. We can't change nothing. I said, okay, well, then this isn't going to work. Want a second opinion, which there's a longer story to the whole second opinion part, a lot back more. But like I said, like you said, there's a detailed on the GoFundMe, but there's a lot more to it.
Yes.
And so basically, to fast forward, we took the holistic approach out of the hospital. Once I finally got released 3 weeks later, because there was no way I was going to allow for the fourth treatment to happen because of how negligent they were being on wanting to pressure into doing it so soon.
Sure.
And
with no evidence of benefit. No evidence of benefit whatsoever. It was a downward spiral, as you point out. It's like, why would you do the same thing? So you begin to use holistic therapies. I think cannabis, hemp, or CBD was included in that?
CBD, absolutely.
CBD. And you actually went back for scans. So it wasn't like you abandoned medicine. You said, all right, let's do some scans and see what's going on. And there was evidence of tumor shrinkage.
Well, absolutely, because not only that, I got so deep into the research that we actually got Kylie on 7 different regimens with lots of vitamins, minerals, diet. I mean, you name it. There's so much good information out there. People would just research it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was all of it as one. And so within that first month and a half, one thing we never seen at Dornbecker, and it was very heartbreaking because they promised, you know, gave me their word that her tumor would shrink. 6 months later, her tumor never shrunk. It actually grew a little bit from the inflammation of from the chemo.
Right.
And so then when we had stepped out, you know, I got sent home with a daughter in a wheelchair that couldn't walk, talk, or do anything because she was so severely damaged. The holistic approach, fast forward, she started, you know, taking baby steps on her own from the wheelchair to the kitchen counter. It was just amazing. It was a second chance at my daughter having a life.
Mm-hmm.
And that was something we both kind of gave up hope on, you know, being in that hospital for so long and being told that she had no life. So for Kylie, this was huge. And I wanted to do everything as any good mom would. Mm-hmm. To make sure that their daughter would have that chance at surviving, if possible. And so once we did move forward and she's seen the scans after the month and a half, the tumor had shrunk about 8 to 10 centimeters. And that really put...
There should have been reason for joy and applause at the hospital after a scan like that, but apparently they were not happy with what they saw. Why?
No, she wasn't. Her response was, it looks like Kylie's healthy enough now for chemotherapy.
Exactly.
And Kylie
See,
and I looked at each other and we're just so devastated.
You're strong enough to survive the treatment is what they were coming for. And you're doing the first thing that actually helped her. And now they want to go back to do the thing that was destroying her. There's no common sense in medicine. You've done your homework. Then they'll call you anti-science. Oh, you're just a mom. What do you know? You witnessed your child dying at the hands of doctors. You come out and do holistic therapies that they don't approve of, they don't believe in. Well, screw them. It's your daughter. And the state
Absolutely.
Now, again, at a certain point, they threatened you to force her, if I'm not mistaken, to go back on against your wishes. Is that correct or am I exaggerating?
No, you are 110%. The next meeting I had with another doctor, Dr. Stork, which then ended up being an even bigger bully than the one I had for 6 months. And she was also the director of Make-A-Wish Foundation. And she goes, I'm going to give you until Tuesday to come in, which was like 4 days. And she goes, just so you know, I'll make sure that Kylie's Make-A-Wish is approved. And the next day, she wasn't kidding, I got a phone call from Make-A-Wish. Her wish was approved. And she said that she was going to do that in good faith of me showing up with my daughter on Tuesday for chemotherapy. So she was using that as a bribe to get us back in.
And they give Make-A-Wish to kids that don't live.
2-3 weeks later, we still didn't go back in because Kylie's doing amazing.
She's doing
improving
great.
Every day.
Yeah.
And I was like, there's no way, you know. And the wish got taken back. So I got a text from the gal I was working there with.
Sorry
and
about
she
that gift
said
we
that
promised you. We,
Kylie's
we're no longer,
no
it.
Longer medically fit to be approved for her wish. Although Kylie like at that point was the best medically fit. It just, on their terms, she wasn't.
Yeah. So, Christine, at what point did you have to, you decided, I have to flee? I mean, when did it become that real where they said, we're taking your child
from you? So right after that, I got threatened with DHS because that didn't work. So I had 24 hours to pack my house because my neighbor called me and said, where are you? And I was actually getting ready to pull back in. She goes, do not come here. She goes, there's three suits at your door. I turned the car around so fast, and I was like, oh, my God. She wasn't kidding.
Yeah, they're here
so
to take
I came
your
back
child.
That midnight and packed up my whole house within 24 hours, and I had to put my whole life aside, as if I already haven't for the last year, you know, because I never left my daughter's side. Like, when she went in, I went in with her, and I was such a
right.
bad parent for that.
And they wanted to take your child. You become a medical refugee in your own state, in your own country, and you flee. Eventually, they find you in Las Vegas. They take you back. They take your child now in foster care. Again, we got to find out where she's at today, what's happening, and what we can do to help.
Well, I was supposed to hear from her. The last time I talked to her is almost a week now. My daughter she's very bold and very strong and fearless, and she threw them under the bus. She did the last phone call. She told on them everything they've been doing to her, and I told her, I said, you know, before they had FBI took her, I told her to make sure she is honest about everything. And she's like, please record all of our calls. I said, I was on it, girl. And so that was the last conversation her and I had before she got yanked out.
Mm-hmm.
So she knows I'm recording our conversation. So she is throwing them under the bus on every little thing they've been doing. So because of that, the caseworker, Zach, made sure that we didn't get our phone call that was promised 2 days later. And Kylie, I had her on the recording where she just was like, you know, I really want to talk to my mom at least once a day. I wanted, you guys told me I can go back to family, and now you're telling me that I can't see my mom. And then they're telling her that she's not going to ever see me till she's 18. And just really messing with her mentally. She's called me just bawling.
Mm-hmm.
And it's killing me. And it's now 6 days later, and I don't know where she's at. They won't tell me. I can't see her. I'm lucky if I get a phone call once a week. And it just, my heart just, you know, is shattered because it's, I've always been a good mom and gave my kids everything I could under the sun. And,
Christine, this is
literally yanked out of my arms, and I don't know where she's at. I don't know if she's safe. I don't know if she's in a hospital. I don't know.
Prayers. Listen, everybody, get your heart, mind, spirit together and envision the freedom of Kylie coming back to her mother's arms here, and then take steps to support this effort. Christine, I mean, we're living in a state of medical fascism where this can happen. The medical police state is real, folks. Not exaggerating. The United States of Drug America is real. It's not what our founders intended. It's not what it should be. But here's another example. And it could be any of us at this point. There are a lot of reasons why it's happened. But nobody could stand or should stand on the sidelines on this one. Now, Christine, how do people connect with you, support you, make sure you have all the help you can get to get your daughter back?
we have a Kylie's Fight page on Facebook, and we post on there daily, or at least every other day. And there is a PayPal account that one of the advocates have set up to help with attorney fees and just everything to be able to make it through this whole situation.
And Christy, pray so hard if you can that, and I know it will be nothing but sincere, and I know you are, but specifically for this, that a lawyer who is not compromised, which is very hard to find, that will not be working secretly behind your back in conjunction with the medical establishment, because that happens all too often as well. We want to connect you with folks that are connected in this regard, because we've worked with folks. Super Don, remember some of the people that were advocates in these cases? We'll see if we can reach out to any of them if they're not already helping in this case.
Yeah, absolutely.
That would be amazing. Thank you.
Yeah. My heart just goes out to you, and I'm sure everybody listening right now, Christine. And I'm just so grateful that you communicated as well as you could, which is incredible, to get us to this point of knowing what's happening here, where you are today. And I want to hear the greatest success ever as people of America put pressure on criminals in government and medicine who are stealing children for profit. There's no other way to say it. We got another segment. We'll give you some upcoming events, ways we can also help Christine after the break. Stick with us. RobertScottBell.com.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Mama Bears and Papa Bears out there, you have been alerted. Another case of medical tyranny, medical kidnap. We had Christine Dixon on this hour. Go back and listen if you missed any of that. And you can't not be moved, hopefully, to action to say, you know, enough of this. This is it, we cannot stand by this medical tyranny in America or anywhere, but in America, for gosh sake, what is going on? That this is still going on. The medical police state. We've got questions of the day I'll probably have to get to this week. We're coming up on the Declaration of Independence Day, July 4th in America. And, you know, it's going to only strengthen my resolve to go deep into the origin points of what we are supposed to be as a form of government versus what people have no earthly idea of how they've subjugated themselves to a government, medical, media, mafia complex, resulting in the theft of children, the forced poisoning of children, the killing of children. As in this case, Super Don. Again, I'm trying. I can't communicate your emotions, but I know you feel it as much as I. Maybe more because you were digging so deep on the medical kidnap stories years ago, and we're back with this one today.
Well, and you know, it's like I'm having some trouble right now trying to hold it together because you know, right there at the end, you know, you could hear it in her voice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, imagine being a parent and this has all happened and it's happened so fast and it's hard to like even like wrap your head around how so many things have happened in such a short period of time. And now you're in a situation where your kid is in foster care. You have no idea where they're at, if they're okay. I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, this is when the parental instinct kicks in and you want to just F somebody up right now,
yeah.
Over this Pfizer, this whole situation. So I know we only have a couple minutes here, but listen, folks, mm-hmm. having covered these stories before, and, you know, if you're on YouTube, we were just, you know, talking behind the scenes about, you know, she's got a court date coming up. And this is the process, and I'd be willing to put money on it at this point, that what you're going to see, they're going to bring out the big guns.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to probably put a gag order on her and this case because they don't want people to know what's going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she got a court-appointed attorney that, you know, you see this all the time where the odds are against the parent in this situation. Okay,
yeah, it's an uphill battle. Odds. There are no odds. It's a guaranteed slam dunk for the state.
Well, yeah, you've got a court-appointed attorney that's supposed to be representing her and her best interest and trying to get her kid back. But guess what? That court-appointed attorney is getting paid by the same people that are paying the district attorney that are trying to take her child away.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, man, it is so frustrating. So listen, folks, if you want to help right now, go to robertscottbell.com. Go to today's show notes. If you can throw a few bucks to help support her in this situation, do that. But the biggest thing you can do right now is share this story. Because once the genie's out of the bottle, and this is where we've seen in the past,
yeah.
the best success that people have had in being able to get their kids back in this situation mm-hmm. is when the court of public opinion is on their side. People need to know about this. The reason why Justina Pelletier was able to get back with her parents, and the reason why Isaiah Ryder was eventually able to get back with his mom, and when you've seen the success in this, is when people know what's going on. So you've got to share the story. Get on Facebook. Get on Twitter. Share Kylie's story. Talk to people about it so that the more people know, the better chance it is that she's going to be able to succeed.
Let that anger not lead you to violence, but lead you to action. Righteous action. And that is to, as you said, Superdon, so well, share the story. But if you're in that area, we need to have protests. You need to show up for the media to show how outrageous the behavior is of CPS, of the government, of the doctors here, and a child that was clearly getting well, but not in a way that's ascribed by the state, the medical police state. It's not going to change if you lay back and do nothing. I'm not advocating violence, even though they're visiting violence on this child, but the action that will shame them, you know, put that light on them, that spotlight where they can no longer, in the dark, do these evil things to children that they're doing. This is one of many cases, unfortunately, because we've gone to sleep. We've basically said, you know what, I don't have the time or energy to do it because we're too toxic, too sick, too fluoridated, too vaccinated. And by cognitive dissonance, through these vaccines, etc., this is how they take you out of the ability to act and react appropriately. But now take action. And we'll be back tomorrow with more powerful healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Monday through Friday, 3 to 5 Eastern, noon to 2 Pacific, in addition to our home and broadcast radio syndication on Sundays here on GCN, GCNLive.com. Go to RobertScottBell.com, sign up for email alerts. We'll send you some updates as well, maybe give you some CBD. And how cool was that CBD helped this child? Remember the beta-glucan to modulate immunity as well from Better Way Health. God bless you all. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.